The junking of a healthy food website by the federal government ended with the resignation of a senior staffer amid claims of a conflict of interest. Alistair Furnival, the chief of staff to the Assistant Health Minister, quit because of his links to a company that lobbies for food groups. Now the head of the Public Health Association wants the website immediately reinstated, and the Tasmanian Health Minister is demanding the Commonwealth explain its actions. Sarah Dingle reports.
The Front of Pack voluntary food labelling website was in development for 2 years, but lasted just hours online before the Assistant Health Minister, Fiona Nash, ordered it to be taken down. The Public Health Association helped develop the website. Its CEO, Michael Moore, wants it back online immediately.
The real cost is to consumers and the public being able to make their choice as far as choosing healthy food. We know the costs associated with obesity, and they're about cardiovascular disease, they're about diabetes and so on. So the longer this website stays down, the greater those costs accumulate, not to industry, not to government, but basically to the taxpayer.
The website was taken down 2.5 weeks ago. The Assistant Health Minister's Chief of Staff, Alistair Furnival, subsequently resigned amidst claims he had a conflict of interest due to his shareholding in a lobby group, Australian Public Affairs, which represented major food brands. A spokeswoman for Fiona Nash said with his resignation, the matter had concluded, but Michael Moore disagrees.
Now, the matter certainly hasn't concluded because at this stage, industry can't use the calculator if they choose to. This is a matter of choice, and fundamentally, I understand that's what this government's about. It's a matter of choice for industry, and it's a matter of choice for ordinary consumers to be able to actually see what's in their food, see how healthy it is, and then make the choices to, for example, what they put in their children's lunchbox.
The website was a project undertaken by a COAG forum of health ministers. Tasmanian Health Minister Michelle O'Byrne says the Commonwealth shouldn't have pulled the website without the consent of most of the other jurisdictions.
Well, we've certainly asked the Commonwealth to explain its activities. The rules that surround the forum do make it very clear that it's a majority vote of the forum. The forum takes precedence. No one jurisdiction has the capacity to instruct any activity outside of the wishes and the express direction of the forum. The forum is very concerned around providing good information to consumers so consumers can make good health choices. The bulk of members on the forum are health ministers. We want to see people making better choices. You can't do that without good information. We need that website up.
The lobby group, Australian Public Affairs, represented Mondelez Australia, which owns brands like Cadbury and Kraft. The main element of the food labelling website was a calculator, which generated a star rating for packaged food, depending on how healthy it was. Michael Moore says industry provided nutritional information for the calculator in confidence to the website developers. And as a result, with the website offline, he can't comment on the star ratings of individual foods, including those of Mondelez Australia.
Sarah Dingle reporting, and AM contacted Senator Nash's office for comment without success.